الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to another episode of the Silsila, O You Who Believe, in which we take a look at those verses of the Qur'an in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has begun with the beautiful words, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O You Who Believe. In this Silsila, we learn about the commandments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in these verses. And we discover what pearls of wisdom lie in the explanation of these verses in the light of the commentaries of the Qur'an. Today, we have a new topic and another verse of the Holy Qur'an beginning with these beautiful words, which we will be looking into and seeing what advice and what guidance this verse contains for us to apply and implement in our lives. Before moving on to today's verse and today's topic, I'll share with you a blessing and a virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings, reciting Salawat upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَلْقَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ غَدًا رَاضِيًا فَلْيُكْثِرِ الصَّلَاةَ عَلِيًّا. The beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, whoever it pleases that he meets Allah Azza wa Jal tomorrow in a state that Allah Almighty is pleased with him, then he should recite Durood Sharif in abundance upon me. Subhanallah. Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us the method of gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to meet Allah Azza wa Jal tomorrow on the Day of Judgment in the state that Allah Almighty is pleased with us. And the way of doing so, the method of achieving this great blessing is by reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings, reciting salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. In today's verse, today's topic, we'll be looking at Surah At-Tawbah, and in particular, verse number 34 and verse number 35. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, Inna kathiran minal ahbari wal ruhban. Indeed, many of the priests and the monks, La ya'kuluna amwal al-nasi bil batil. They consume the wealth of the people wrongfully, unjustly. Wa yasudduna an sabilillah. And they block from the path of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ. And those who gather up gold and silver, those who hoard up gold and silver. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And do not spend in the path of Allah. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Then give them the glad tidings of a painful punishment. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. The day when they shall be heated in the fire of hell. فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ. And their foreheads and sides and backs shall be branded therewith. Allah Almighty says that their foreheads will be branded, وَجُنُوبُهُمْ, and their sides too, وَظُهُورُهُمْ, and their backs too. On that day, the wealth that they earned will be heated up and placed on these body parts as a punishment for those who did not spend in the path of Allah. The verse continues, هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. This is what you had hoarded for yourselves. فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. Now taste what you had hoarded. In Fatawa Ridawiya, Imam Ahmad Riza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, Imam Ahl Sunnah, he mentions the summary of this verse and he says that the gold and the silver whose zakat was not paid, those people who hoarded gold and silver, who hoarded wealth, but failed to pay the zakat of that. As Allah Almighty says in this verse that I've just recited, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ. Those who gather up, those who hoard together gold and silver, but وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They do not spend that gold and silver in the path of Allah. Such people do not fulfill the obligation of zakat. Allah Almighty says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give them glad tidings of a painful punishment. And the punishment is mentioned in detail in the following verse. The summary of the punishment is that the gold and silver whose zakat was not paid will be heated on the Day of Judgment. And the foreheads and sides and backs of those not giving zakat will then be branded with this hot gold and silver. A burning stone from hell will be placed on the head and the chest of that person, which will pierce the chest and emerge from between the shoulders. When placed on the shoulders, it will pierce through the bones and emerge from the chest. It will then pierce the back and emerge from the side. It will then pierce the back of the neck and emerge from the forehead. On the Day of Judgment, the wealth whose zakat is not given will transform into a fierce serpent, a snake, and will run after the person who had not paid zakat. The person will try to stop the snake with his hand, but the serpent will bite his hand and will then coil around his neck. Then taking that person's mouth into its mouth, the serpent will bite his mouth, saying, I am your wealth, I am your treasure. And then that snake, that serpent, will consume the whole body of that person. Allahu Akbar. Admonishing the one not giving zakat. Reproaching those who don't fulfill the obligation of zakat. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman says, do you think that these sayings of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are of no importance? Do you consider these punishments easy to bear on the Day of Judgment, which will last for 50,000 years? He says, heat a coin in the fire of this world and brand your body with it. There is no comparison between the fire of this world and the blazing fire of hell, between a small coin and the wealth accumulated in your entire life, between the temporary pain in this world and the pain that lasts for thousands of years in the hereafter, between being branded with a small coin and a bone-piercing punishment. Meaning we are so fragile and we are so delicate that we would be unable to take a coin, heat that coin in the fire of this world, and then brand our skin with that boiling hot coin. We wouldn't be able to do that. We wouldn't be able to bear the pain. And there is no comparison between the fire of this world and the fire of the hereafter, the fire of hell. There's no comparison between a small coin. We can't even bear a small coin heated in the fire of this world. Imagine the fire of hell. And then this is just one coin. Imagine all of the wealth that we have accumulated throughout our entire lives. Imagine all of that wealth being heated and then this punishment being given to somebody. There is no comparison between the temporary pain of this world. The pain of this world lasts just for a few moments. But the pain in the hereafter lasts for thousands of years. There is no comparison between branding with a small coin, which is such that even we wouldn't be able to bear it. But still, when compared to the punishment of the hereafter, the punishment of the Day of Judgment, this branding with a small coin is nothing. Because branding with a small coin doesn't pierce through our bones. It doesn't pierce through one part of our body and come out the other side. But the punishment that will be given to those who fail to give zakat on the Day of Judgment, when that wealth is heated and placed onto their body, it will go in from one side and come out of the other. When those stones of hell are placed on his chest, they will come out of his shoulders. When those stones of hell are placed on his back, they will come out through his chest. And then at the end, Imam Ahl Sunnah, rahimahullah, he says, may Allah Azza wa Jal guide the Muslims. Views on Madani Channel. In this verse of the Quran and the explanation given by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahimahullah ta'ala, we learn about the importance of giving our zakat. And we learn about the destruction of stinginess, the destruction of hoarding wealth, gathering wealth together, and not fulfilling the obligation of zakat. The views of Madani Channel, zakat is one of the five pillars of Islam. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ said, Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. Islam is built on five pillars. One of those five pillars is the pillar of zakat. Zakat is necessary upon all of those who possess the nisab and have been in possession of the nisab for 1 year. Upon the completion of the year, having been in possession of more than the threshold value for zakat to become necessary, it now becomes fard, obligatory for a person to give 2.5% of his wealth. Zakat, giving zakat, is a means of completing our faith. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, the completion of your Islam is that you give the zakat of your wealth. And in one narration, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, whoever believes in Allah and His Messenger, it is necessary for him to give the zakat of his wealth. And in the Holy Quran, giving zakat has been described as one of those steps on the pathway of success. Allah Almighty in Surah Al-Mu'minun says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, successful are the believers. And then Allah Almighty lists the attributes and the qualities of those who are true believers, those who are truly successful, those who truly attain falah, success. And one of those is وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, those who are active in giving their zakat. So the Holy Quran has counted giving zakat as one of the acts of those who attain success. Furthermore, the blessings of zakat are such that zakat is an expression of brotherhood in Islam. One rich Muslim gives zakat to his poor Muslim brother. And this gives that poor person the courage to live in society with his head held high. Furthermore, the heart of that poor person is protected from becoming a place of breeding for the evil diseases of hatred and jealousy. Because he knows that he has a right to share the wealth of his rich Muslim brother. And therefore he continues to supplicate for more blessings in his brother's life, wealth and children. The Blessed Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, the example of a believer for another believer is like a building. One part strengthens the other part. And zakat plays an extremely important role in strengthening the brotherhood between Muslims, by means of which togetherness is promoted in Islamic society. By giving zakat, one of the literal meanings of the word zakat in the Arabic language is to purify. The reason why zakat is called zakat, one of the reasons is because the literal meaning of zakat is to purify. And by giving the zakat of our wealth becomes purified. It's reported on the authority of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take out zakat from your wealth, fulfill the zakat of your wealth as the zakat purifies, and thus it will purify you. Subhanallah. Another meaning of zakat is an-numu, which means increasing. And it's mentioned that zakat has been called zakat. Another reason why zakat has been called zakat, because the word zakat means an increase or a profit in the Arabic language. And because when a person gives zakat, a person gives 2.5% of his wealth, it seems like his wealth has decreased. On the surface of it, if he had a certain figure in his bank before giving his zakat, when he takes his money out and gives that zakat, apparently, on the surface of things, to the eye of the onlooker, his bank balance has decreased. But in reality, giving that zakat causes more blessings, more barakat in his wealth, which then causes his wealth to increase even more than it was when he gave that zakat. Even more than it was when he first took that zakat out. So in reality, even though the wealth seems to decrease, it actually increases. And the example that the scholars give to understand this is like when a tree is growing and some branches of the tree are damaged. When those damaged branches of the tree are cut, when they are trimmed, it seems as though the tree has become smaller than before. But in reality, if those branches were not cut, because of the damage that was caused to them, this could have caused the entire tree to die. And cutting those branches, and apparently making the tree smaller, actually leads to the growth and development of the tree. And the tree grows even larger, to an even larger size than the size it was before those branches were cut. Similarly, when a person gives zakat, apparently his wealth decreases, but in reality, the barakah and the blessings of that zakat are such that the person's wealth continues to increase. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad al-Khan Na'imi rahimahullah, the great scholar of Quran and Hadith, he writes that the zakat of the person who gives zakat continues to increase every year. And this is proven by experience. So if one year a person gives 250 pounds of zakat, 2.5% of his wealth is 250 pounds, he gives 250 pounds in zakat. Next year, when that person calculates his zakat, we find through experience that the zakat of that person has increased. So now, a year later, when a person calculates 2.5% of his wealth, last year, 2.5% of his wealth was 250 pounds. Now when he calculates, a year later, what 2.5% of his current wealth is, that turns out to be 350 pounds, showing that his wealth didn't decrease by him giving zakat, but rather it increased because of the blessings of zakat. And we see this around us in our society. Those who are generous, those who fulfill the obligations of Islam, those who donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that such people are not left deprived by Allah Azza wa Jal. Such people are given more blessings and greater increases of wealth. Mufti Sahib rahimahullah, he says, he gives a beautiful example. He says, the farmer who sows his seeds into his field seems as though he has emptied his basket of grain. So the farmer has baskets of grain or sacks of grain, and he goes with those sacks or those baskets of grain to the field. And the person who is watching him sees the farmer emptying those sacks of grain into the soil. So he goes with the sacks of grain, the baskets of grain, into the field. And this is his wealth, this is his belonging, this is his possessions. And he goes and he throws them into the ground. Now the person who is watching may say that the farmer has emptied all of his wealth, he's thrown away all of his wealth into the ground. But that farmer knows, in reality, that he is sowing those seeds with a purpose. And the fact that he is spending that wealth, the fact that he is giving that wealth away, the fact that he is giving that wealth away into the ground, he knows that if he takes care of that, if he takes care of those seeds, if he waters those seeds, if he looks after the field, then he knows that he will gain those seeds back again, along with a great increase. And when the time of harvest comes, he will reap the rewards of the seeds that he had sowed. And on the day of harvest, the amount of crops that he harvests and brings back will be much greater than the seeds that he invested in the first place. Similarly, the person who gives zakat, when he spends that wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does so with the belief and the conviction and the certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let that donation go to waste. And in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with a great multiplication of what he had given. And even in this world, Allah Almighty will shower blessings and barakat in his wealth, such that his wealth, rather than decreasing, continues to increase. And giving zakat is, in actual fact, a means of protecting our wealth. Those who are wealthy, they go to very lengthy means to protect and preserve their wealth. They might hire security guards. They might put their wealth in high security banks. Or they might put their gold and silver in a safe to make sure that nobody can access it and nobody can steal it. But in reality, our beloved Prophet ﷺ has taught us the true means of protecting our wealth. Safeguard your wealth in strong fortresses by giving zakat. And treat the ill amongst you by giving charity. SubhanAllah. Just as there are these great blessings of giving zakat, there are many harms of not giving zakat. Now the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, whatever wealth is destroyed on land or at sea, it is destroyed due to not giving zakat. Not giving zakat is a cause of a person's wealth being destroyed. And in one narration it mentions, the wealth in which the wealth of zakat is mixed will be destroyed and obliterated, annihilated. So if somebody has wealth, and within that wealth, the wealth of zakat, the wealth that he should have given, the wealth that it was obligatory for him to give as zakat, is also included, that person's wealth will be destroyed. Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqah, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'azami, rahimahullah, he writes in the explanation of this hadith, he says, some scholars have explained the meaning of this hadith. That if zakat became necessary upon someone, became obligatory upon someone, and he did not give it, rather he allowed that zakat to remain with the rest of his wealth, then this haram wealth, the wealth which doesn't belong to him anymore, the wealth which he should have given as zakat, the wealth that it was necessary and obligatory upon him to give as zakat, that haram wealth will destroy the halal wealth that he has stored away. And Imam Ahmad said that the meaning of this hadith is that if a wealthy person takes the wealth of zakat, a person who is not eligible to receive zakat, such a person takes zakat, this haram wealth will now destroy the rest of his wealth, because zakat is only for those who are poor. And Mufti Sahib rahimahullah, he says that both of these meanings are correct. So when the Prophet ﷺ says that the wealth in which the wealth of zakat is mixed will be destroyed and obliterated, there are two meanings to this, both of which are correct. One is that a person is not eligible for zakat. He's not deserving of zakat. But still he takes zakat money. So taking that money for him is haram. Now when he mixes that haram wealth with the rest of his wealth, because of that haram wealth, the rest of his wealth also becomes destroyed. The second meaning is that the person upon whom zakat is necessary, when zakat becomes necessary upon him, that wealth now must be given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must be given to a poor person. Now, when that person does not fulfill his obligation and allows that wealth to remain with the rest of his wealth, that haram wealth causes the rest of his wealth to be destroyed. He also mentions that the beloved Prophet ﷺ said that the nation which does not give zakat, Allah Azza wa Jal will afflict them with famine. So there's a nation which does not fulfill the obligation of zakat, does not establish this pillar of Islam, that nation is collectively punished and harmed. And in one narration, the beloved Prophet ﷺ cursed the one who does not give zakat. The one who does not give zakat has been cursed by the Prophet ﷺ. Views of Madani Channel. It's important, it's vital for us to realize the obligation upon us in terms of zakat. Those of the views of Madani Channel who are wealthy, who are in possession of wealth, must reflect upon their lives, must reflect upon whether or not they are fulfilling the obligation of zakat. If not, then immediately take a look at your assets, take a look at your wealth, Contact Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat. Contact the scholars of Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat, who will guide you and tell you which assets zakat is necessary upon, which types of wealth zakat is obligatory upon, which types of wealth zakat is not obligatory upon. Based on that guidance, with discussion with the scholars of Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat, you can decide how much zakat is obligatory upon you. You can come to realize how much wealth you have and calculate exactly how much zakat is necessary upon you, and then you can give that in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can give that to the one who deserves zakat to fulfill this important obligation of Islam. Views on the channel. Throughout the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different places has talked about the importance of spending in His path. In one story, which is mentioned in the tafsir of the Holy Quran, it mentions that a particular individual came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to enrich me. Pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to make me rich. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam first of all said to him that it's better to possess a small amount of wealth that you are able to give thanks for, that you are able to be grateful for, than to possess such a great amount of wealth that you are unable to be grateful for. But the person continued to make this request in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He mentions that the beloved Prophet alayhi wasallam made that dua for him because he promised that if Allah Almighty made him wealthy, he would fulfill the rights of that wealth. When he made this promise, the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua for him, for Allah Almighty to grant him wealth. The dua was accepted, and the person's wealth became so blessed. Allah Almighty placed so much blessings, so much barakat in his wealth, that the animals that he had, the flock that he had, became so huge that now he was not able to keep that flock within the city of Medina. Meaning the streets of the city of Medina became too small to contain the flock of this person. Such was the increase that took place in his wealth. So because he became so wealthy, because he became the possessor of such a huge flock of animals, to the extent that Medina was unable to contain them, he then took that flock and began to graze with that flock on the outskirts of the city of Medina. And because of this, because of being distracted due to his newfound wealth, this person then stopped coming to the Jama'ah, stopped coming to the congregational prayers, and he even stopped coming to the Friday prayer. He even started missing Jumu'ah. Sometime after this, the beloved Prophet ﷺ asked about him, and he was told regarding his wealth. And the beloved Prophet ﷺ was upset at the fact that his wealth had diverted him from the remembrance of Allah. Then when the time came for those who were given the responsibility of collecting the zakat to go out and collect the zakat from the people, when they reached this particular individual and they said to him, give zakat, the person refused. When he refused to give zakat, this report was given to the Prophet ﷺ, and the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, woe be to him, destruction be to him. And in the verses of Surah Tawbah, verse 75 to 77 were revealed, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And of them, there are some who had made the covenant with Allah that if He will give us out of His grace, لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, then we shall surely give in charity and we shall surely become good men. Allah Almighty refer to that individual, and from amongst them is the one who made this pact, who made this covenant with Allah, made this promise with Allah. The promise was that if Allah gives us from His grace, then we will surely give in charity, we will surely become pious. But the next verse states, فَلَمَّا آتَاهُم مِّن فَضْلِهِ, when Allah gave them out of His grace, when Allah made that person rich, بَخِلُوا بِهِ, they became stingy with it. وَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ, and they turned away in the state that they were turning their faces. Allahu Akbar. it's narrated that when these verses were revealed in the condemnation of this individual, this person came to the Prophet ﷺ and brought his zakat when he heard that the verses of the Quran had been revealed, declaring that this person was stingy and this person had turned away. He mentions that the person, the tafsir states that the person came to the court of the Prophet ﷺ and brought his zakat. But now, the Prophet ﷺ said, it's too late. Allah Almighty has forbidden me from accepting your zakat. Allahu Akbar. When the beloved Prophet ﷺ veiled himself from this world, and the time of the caliphate and the leadership of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, he mentions that this person came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu with his zakat and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O leader of the believers, please accept my zakat. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to him, I will not accept the zakat which the Prophet ﷺ did not accept. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, some years later, the person came back and tried to offer his zakat again, but Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu also refused to accept it. And he mentions that this person died during the caliphate, during the leadership of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From this story and from these verses, we learn about how important it is to fulfill the obligation of zakat. This is a means of us being grateful, being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the wealth that He has. A means of purifying our wealth, a means of gaining more barakat, more blessings in the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. In this story, we learnt about how the love of wealth can lead a person to forget the promises that he made. And in reality, as believers, when we accept Islam, when we call ourselves Muslims, we have all made a pact and a treaty with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have all promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Muslims, the rulings of the Quran are necessary upon us, are binding upon us. So whatever Allah Almighty has ordered us in this religion, we have made the promise to act upon that and to fulfill that. So it's important for us to assess our lives, to look at how much wealth we have, to look at all the blessings that Allah Almighty has given us, and to give our zakat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you use a Madani channel, keep watching Madani channel, keep watching this silsila and the other programs of Madani channel. Inshallah, Azawajal. Like this, you will learn more about the important pillars of Islam, the important teachings of Islam, the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah. Attach yourself to this beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami, which reminds us and encourages us to fulfill our obligations in our religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to become generous. May Allah Almighty give us the ability to give our zakat according to the guidelines and the teachings of Islam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa baraka wa sallam.